Results from Phase 2 of Metro Vancouver's public engagement on the Cape Roger Curtis Park shows a stark divide between how the current proposal is viewed on and off-island. The second of three engagement sessions regarding how to proceed with Metro Vancouver's 97 hectares of recently purchased space at the Cape took place from July 29 to August 16. It consisted of two in-person open houses, two virtual webinars, and the opportunity to provide feedback online or via email. In a summary of the results released in late September, Metro Vancouver said around 1,350 people provided feedback through the different methods, with the vast majority coming through the online feedback form, 1,100. Of those online participants, nearly half, 48%, of them were from Bowen Island. Vancouver-based respondents were the next highest group, participating at 22%. Like Phase 1, answers were separated between Bowen Island and the rest of Metro Vancouver. In terms of overall views toward the proposal, just a quarter of Bowen residents expressed support or strong support, compared to almost triple this amount, 68%, from off-island. On the flip side, nearly three-quarters of island respondents said they either opposed or strongly opposed the plan, 71%, with the same response at 24% from Metro Van residents. Unsurprisingly, the element with the most variance between the two groups related to overnight camping. The most contentious part of the proposal so far, when asked about the current number of suggested overnight sites, the category receiving the highest approval rate from Bowen residents was walk-in, bike, shuttle camping with 15%, with another 8% saying they'd like to see more of these sites. High numbers of opposed ranged from 78% saying the total number of walk-in, bike, shuttle sites were too many, to 93% voicing opposition to the number of drive-in sites. Among Metro Van residents, support for the walk, bike, shuttle total was 38%, with another 25% saying they'd like to see more. Vehicle sites received 41% support, with 8% saying they'd like more, though the majority of answers, 51%, said there were too many proposed. Group camping also reached 51% opposition, with 48% saying they liked the current amount or wanted more. Metro Vancouver's draft vision of the park received 33% support from Boweners, and 59% objection, compared to 73% support from off-island. The organization's guiding principles notched similar numbers, with 37% in support from Bowen, 46% opposed, and 75% support from the rest of the region. A day-use parking system has been explored as a way to limit vehicles coming onto the island during peak times such as the summer or weekends. The idea garnered 40% support among Bowen residents, with 46% opposed. 56% of answers from Metro Vancouver liked the sound of that system, compared to 25% against. One area which did find support across the sound was Metro Vancouver's plans for ecosystem protection and restoration, gathering 60% support from Bowen and 82% from the mainland. 27% of Boweners were against this part of the proposal. In a summation of the numbers, Metro Vancouver wrote, "Those who support the concept expressed that having access to a park and/or camping near the lower mainland is a great opportunity to access nature and provide environmental education. There is acknowledgement that further technical studies on transportation, infrastructure, and habitats should be conducted prior to implementing the park and/or campground. Additionally, there is suggestion to include direct passenger ferry and water access to the Cape to minimize strain on the ferry and local roads." Regarding opposition, Metro Van wrote, "Participants opposing this concept expressed that it does not align with protecting and restoring the environment, citing issues with the question as they supported protecting and restoring the environment but opposed overnight site use. There was broad concern about the feasibility of the concept as current infrastructure, e.g., water supply, emergency services, and transportation, ferry access, road access, cannot support park or overnight use."